Episode 13, Anansi the Spider. In the rich oral traditions of West Africa, one figure weaves his way through countless tales, Anansi the Spider. At once clever trickster, mischievous rogue, and wise teacher, Anansi is among the most enduring figures of African mythology. His stories, carried across the Atlantic during the transatlantic slave trade, spread into the Caribbean and the Americas, becoming part of folklore wherever African voices survived. In him, we see both laughter and wisdom, selfishness and generosity, folly and brilliance. Anansi is usually depicted as a spider, sometimes entirely in animal form, sometimes as a man with spider-like features. He is not a mighty god of thunder or war, but a small creature, seemingly powerless compared to the world's great forces. Yet his strength lies not in brute force, but in his wit, cunning, and mastery of language. Through storytelling, trickery, and negotiation, Anansi often bends the world to his will. One of the most famous tales is how Anansi came to possess the world's stories. In the beginning, all stories belonged to Niam, the sky god. Humanity had none of its own, and without stories, the world was silent, without imagination or wisdom. Anansi, eager to claim this treasure, approached Niam and asked to buy the right to own the stories. Amused, the sky god set an impossible price. Anansi must capture three fearsome creatures, the python, the leopard, and the swarm of hornets. Most would have given up, but not Anansi. Using his wit, he tricked the python into lying straight against the stick to prove who was longer, then quickly tied him up. He dug a pit to trap the leopard, feigning concern and offering to help, only to ensnare him. For the hornets, he poured water over their nest and convinced them to fly into a gourd for shelter, sealing them inside. Bringing all three to Niam, Anansi amazed the sky god, who granted him the gift of stories. From then on, tales belonged to Anansi, and through him, to humanity. But Anansi's stories are not all about generosity. Often, he is portrayed as greedy, selfish, or lazy. In some tales, he tries to hoard all the world's wisdom in a pot, only to spill it and scatter wisdom everywhere. In others, his schemes backfire, leaving him humiliated. Yet even in failure, his antics provide entertainment and lessons. Listeners laugh at Anansi's foolishness while learning the values of humility, cleverness, and caution. What makes Anansi remarkable is his resilience. As a small spider, he should be powerless. Yet through cleverness, he outsmarts leopards, gods, and spirits alike. For African communities, especially those who endured oppression and slavery, Anansi became a symbol of survival through wit rather than brute strength. His stories, carried into the Caribbean, transformed into Anansi tales told in Jamaica and other islands, blending African traditions with new cultural contexts. There, he continued to represent hope, resistance, and the idea that even the powerless can find a way to triumph. Anansi's legacy also speaks to the power of storytelling itself. By winning the sky god's stories, he gave humanity the ability to share wisdom, preserve history, and imagine new worlds. Every tale told, whether to teach, to warn, or to entertain, is, in a way, part of Anansi's gift. He is not just a character within stories. He is the reason stories exist at all. Even today, Anansi remains a vibrant figure. His tales are retold in children's books, plays, and modern adaptations, carrying the spirit of African folklore into the present. He is a reminder that wit can overcome might, that wisdom is scattered for all to share, and that stories themselves are among the greatest treasures of humanity. In the end, Anansi is both trickster and teacher, fool and wise man, selfish hoarder and generous giver. His web connects contradictions, weaving lessons through laughter. Every time a story is told to teach or to delight, the spirit of Anansi lingers, spinning threads that bind the past to the present, and weaving the wisdom of survival into the heart of human culture.